Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back in. Final hour of the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. Chatting a lot of Falcons football on a Victory Tuesday. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. In about 15 minutes, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Look at a couple of college stories that are circulating right now, including something of interest maybe to Georgia fans. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We're right on the precipice of these playoffs, too.
I know, dude. That's what I was saying earlier.
These are great matchups,
I was like, damn, there's a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, which is going to be a great game.
That's the best game of the bit.
That's where game day is going to be at. They're going to be out. You know,
and they're not going anywhere on Thursday?
I don't think so. They're going to be at Pasadena tomorrow night. So
come on. Cotton Bowl's not that far from the Sugar Bowl. You got the whole day to get there. On Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you
spend your money, ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, get to both places.
Yeah, I was like, they were in different places. But, I think it should be an outstanding football game tomorrow when you look at who's in it, the athletes. And yeah, we'll talk more ins and outs of it. But, I can't wait for this matchup, man, because the Ohio State, Brian Day taking over play. Brian Day is an elite play caller.
So let's update. Yeah. Brian Hartline took the USF job, Ryan Day made the statement that it's just too much to deal with both jobs.
If you're leaving, I'm not going to let – now, if Hartline was just – you know, they were having – whatever. But you're taking another job.
And so, a head coaching job.
A head coaching
job.
You're not going to be here anyway. So you know what? If we're going to go down – because last time, your last game, I let you call – we look like crap. I still don't know what Ohio State was doing in that big team.
True.
So I'm going to take over play calling because that's what I do.
Yes.
And we'll move on from there. So, yeah. And real quick, I love that the modern-day finalist for Hall of Fame is there. Let my man Willie in. All right? Let my man Willie Anderson in the damn Hall of Fame, along with my man Torrey Holt. Like, I would say take all these guys.
Yeah.
Because they're all so great. But, yeah. I guess it's about time to get my boy Willie in now.
I get it, but Drew Brees is going in.
Drew Brees is first ballot.
Fitz is going in.
First ballot.
And there's a couple. Witten.
No
discussion.
If they're not going to let Gates in the first ballot, he can win that.
Fair enough. Those are two, and there's probably a couple others. It's just.
But I don't care because I'm like first ballot doesn't matter. Jason Witten's the first ballot Hall of Fame, in my opinion. But I'm like, if you're not going to let Gates in on the first ballot,
true. Yeah. But we'll talk a little bit of college football, and then tomorrow we'll talk a lot of college football again. If you're tuning in for Brandon Adams, who normally joins us at 1:20 on Tuesdays, he's going to be joining us at 12:20. tomorrow. He's dealing with, we're dealing with Falcons Victory Tuesday here. He's dealing with media day down there and making sure he's got all the angles covered. He's already down there in New Orleans. So we'll talk with BA, catch up with him tomorrow. But college football discussion coming your way in about 13 minutes. But right now, the most important story of the day, the Atlanta Falcons. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Pinion to hold on the left hash. Left to right angle for Gonzalez in his eighth year out of Arizona State. Trying to give the Falcons the lead in the final half minute. Liam McCullough to snap. There's the spot. The kick is away by Gonzalez. And it is good. 52 yards with 21 seconds left. And gives Atlanta the lead at 27-24.
It was a lead they would hold on to, but there were that last half
let me
minute
tell you something, man.
Took a long time.
Let me tell you, I mean that catch, the non catch,
the puka on the sideline,
Everything about that was freaking awesome. Except he didn't finish the grab. First of all, give AJ credit for being able
to get
the ball.
That part was also awesome.
But I mean, just the fact is he to give himself, because if he caught it, he got his feet down. That was a crazy thing right there. Is he got his damn feet down, and he did end up with the ball, but it was poked up as soon as he was landing. But, I mean, what a great play by him. This dude is so sick. And for him to be one of, if not the best wide receiver in ball, had 10 targets, coming off a game where he's had over 200 and something yards, and you hold him for that for 4 for 57 or 6 or 7, that's a hell of a day by the Falcons defense as far as pressuring with Matt, I should say, and A.J. playing, the corners played really good. I thought he tackled well. I thought the defense as a whole tackled. Well, got a little gash as far as some of those run plays, but I thought, you know, Devine was great. I thought Caden Ellis, that might have been one of his best games for the Falcons.
He was amped up, too.
He was great the whole game.
Yeah.
Coverage and everything. Got the offensive P.I. on the first pick. You see why, and a lot of people, us included, talked about Xavier Watts, how much we loved him coming in. We loved this kid. Coming out of Notre Dame, we'd like, this dude's a ball hawk. And, I mean, two picks yesterday, just outstanding. Jesse Bates, outstanding. I hate what happened to Dorless.
Yep.
And hopefully it's nothing serious. Still haven't seen if any official word on that young man. But, I mean, hey, this dude, I swear to you, I thought he was going to be a rotational player. I did. I did not see 8.5 sacks coming from him. And it sucks if this is something that is going to be a long-term thing with him. But, yeah, obviously he was great yesterday too.
Yeah, a lot of focus elsewhere defensively, but unsung or overlooked, whatever word you want to use. Brandon Dorless had an outstanding season, and hopefully it's not too bad, although I know that is partially some of the fears. You look at that back end of the pass defense. I mean, I know you need another corner at some point opposite A.J., but I feel good with your safety pairing being Watts and Bates.
Yeah,
I feel very good with
A.J.
Terrell.
Yeah.
And honestly, when healthy, I feel very good about Billy Bowman, too.
Yeah.
I thought you saw him splash,
agree,
make plays.
Agree.
And kind of answer the question about, hey, he's coming in, he's changing positions, can he do this?
Agree.
That? I think he can as well.
Agree.
You just need that corner opposite A.J.
They have some young things.
Yeah.
They have some young players that are good young players. But there's so much they have to do to be a winning team. And, I mean, we all understand it's got to be the quarterback. And right now, I know they have two quarterbacks on the roster, but I don't know if they have a quarterback going into 2026. So you got to figure out what that is. You got to figure out what you're going to do. I mean, obviously, McGarry's going to come back next year, but you got to upgrade the center position, in my opinion. You got to upgrade the center position. Bergeron, this is his last year, right? Or he has one more year?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. I think this might be his last year. You're going to have upgraded that position. But you're going to have to upgrade your interior offensive line.
Okay.
And eventually, Jake's going to run out of steam now. That was a hell of a block he had on that third down play to Bijan. But you got to do that. And you got to get a Jordan Davis for the interior of your defensive line. You got to get somebody like that.
Now, Jordan Davis. They don't make a lot of guys.
But the thing about him is, I mean, Howie Roseman, he pulls hats, rabbits out of hats and all those other things.
He just scouts one school.
You know what I mean?
He scouts one school.
Yeah, but I'm saying, because he's up, and then, I mean, Jordan going to get paid. But he ain't going to get paid like damn Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And so,
no, I know. All of them.
Yeah.
He scouts one school.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
He scouts one school. Want to ask you, and you referenced it early, the kickoff to start the second half. And after that, it looked like the Falcons were.
Yep.
You're there too?
Yeah,
just put it in the end zone.
Right.
We'll give up the extra yardage.
Yep.
We can't take a chance with a return.
Yep.
And I know there was some discussion about, hey, you just took the lead with 20-something seconds left. If you make them return it, you can run some clock. The concern is they will run the clock down 12 seconds and put six on the board. You were fine with that call to just – okay.
Yep.
All right, look.
Damn sure was. I mean,
that unit has cost you games this season. It nearly cost you this game.
In that type of scenario right there.
Yeah.
Where you just got to get them bogged down and they find a crease. No. No.
I understand the thought process behind that, but no way.
No.
It's too big a risk at that point.
No.
I'll let the defense that has kind of played pretty
they
well
played
on
their
Stafford.
Ass
yeah,
off, pretty much. I know there were some guys running open and things like that. There's always guys running open. But yeah, they three sacks, three turnovers. I wonder, did anybody have the Falcons defense yesterday, Bo? What did they put up yesterday?
No, no one had the Falcons defense against the Raiders. You'd have to be so bad at fantasy. Because you'd probably be better off going into that game, Bo. You'd probably think you might be better off just benching the Falcons D and playing no D.
Yeah.
If that's maybe, I mean, it's the last game of the year, so you'd either know if you need points or won't get any. But yeah, that's not good. I did not.
For the
say
record,
this,
they scored 15 points and were widely not even rostered.
Really?
As they probably should be going up.
Well, the Rams are the number one scoring offense in the NFL, right? Like, here's the other thing. Randy, I wish I still had my rundown from yesterday. I wrote this down when we were doing keys to the game. I wrote it down, and I didn't say it out loud, and it's kind of what happened as you presented earlier today. I wrote down end Matthew Stafford's MVP campaign.
And he did.
I didn't say it, but I promise you I wrote that down. And you mentioned that earlier. And I know there's still a game left, and Drake May and Stafford, who knows what they could potentially do in Week 18. And I know the Rams have said that Stafford is going to play, but – it's the second time this year that Stafford had three interceptions.
The other one's in Carolina.
They faced the biggest deficit that the Rams had all season at 21 points, both at 21-0 and at 24-3. You probably ended Matthew Stafford's MVP campaign.
Yeah, more likely.
And that's what you needed to do as a defense. I thought you put the shackles pretty well on Josh Allen in that game when you needed to play well against his MVP candidacy, and then again yesterday. I get the defense has had times where you're like, man, if they could have gotten that stop, you got off the field and win the game. And here and there throughout the season, I don't necessarily blame all of them, but there have been some moments where they've stepped up in some big games and had some real strong performances.
They played well. I mean, I just think overall the team played hard.
Yeah.
They had mistakes. They had Falconites. We talked about the block kick and everything like that. You know, as far as, you know, just the not doing your damn job part of it. You don't ever go out to block anybody on the damn field goal unless you're the damn wing. But yet, you know, they found a way to win. I think that's the most important thing. They found a way to win at the end of the game. There were plays, you know, you got some luck because of penalties that helped you out.
Mm-hmm.
They took a big time turn away from you too on a penalty because James Pierce was onside. I'm going to my grave with that one, just like Tyler Simmons was onside. All right, going to it. Going to the grave with it.
You got three sacks last night. If you get three more in Week 18, you will tie the franchise record for sacks. You're just three away from
the
franchise
record.
They should,
man. And I mean, that's going to be one of those games. I mean, it still is the damn Saints. It's still the Saints, and they are playing some confident, good ball. They're not great, but they're playing some confident ball.
No doubt about it. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. College football center stage coming your way. What?
Those are the Saints are the best team in the South.
Honestly,
you might be right.
They might be.
You might be right. Now, who have they beaten on their own long this week, bro?
Can't you say that about all of them? We're playing the best football of all four teams in the NFC South right now.
Maybe the Falcons.
Falcons are 3-0.
Better than the Falcons?
They're 3-0.
Saints are 4-0.
Yeah.
Better than
what?
They beat the Titans, Bo.
Titans are one of 32 NFL football teams.
College football coming up next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit of NFL news just came down. Cowboys are releasing cornerback Trayvon Diggs. Signed a five-year, $97 million extension July of 2023. Got banged up and hadn't really returned to form. Getting hurt. And
he gets hurt. He has a lot of lower body injuries.
Yeah.
He did have that, you know, it was an issue this offseason because he wanted to do his own rehab and all those other things like that and did get back in time, didn't do the proper rehab to get himself back from the injury he had last year. He's just been injured a lot. I mean, the dude is an amazing man-to-man corner, but he gets his ass handed to him a lot, you know. But he's a playmaker when the ball's in the air. But yet, you know, I don't know.
Now he'll go through the waiver process, and if unclaimed, which at $97 million extension,
ain't nobody picking up that damn money.
He'll become a free agent and can kind of go. I only bring it up because I literally 8 minutes ago was like, we need a corner opposite AJ. Nah. I don't know if he's the right one, but.
Nah. This type of cat don't need me in Atlanta. He got away in Dallas, so, but nah.
Fair enough.
Good on that.
Want to talk some college football here, Randy, and we got a couple of different stories we'll get to, but I want to start with the facet here in Georgia. We got some news earlier today. Quarterback Ryan Puglisi is going to stay with the program.
All right.
Woohoo! Sure.
All right. I mean, obviously, he's a guy that he's been in the program. He's been the backup here for a few years, and you know, I'm sure he wants his opportunity. And we understand Friday, the whole state of college basketball football could all go away and go to new programs. We understand it because the transfer portal opens up on Friday. But yeah, I mean, anytime you can have that kind of experience and everything, I do anticipate Gunnar Stockton being the quarterback at Georgia next season. But you can have enough experience, and you know, I think that's the ultimate thing nowadays is the retention of these players. I just saw that Iowa State has 16 players.
Yeah, I saw 17. But
I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at that situation where college football
is now. By the way, not returning starters.
Yeah.
We're talking about just players. They have 17 players. yeah. plus a recruit class. Yeah, and so they're going to hit the portal hard.
Hard and everything like that. But, I mean, that's just where
– it's a tough go.
Yeah, man. It really is. But I think, you know, when you look at it, that between that and the recruiting aspect of it, I know I saw one of my favorite people – David Jacobs, his son, DJ, he's the
– Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the top players, legacy and everything. He decided to go to Ohio State, which, bless that boy, good for him. But I laughed at the picture. They got the still photo of DJ's face. And I know DJ's proud of his boy. Him and his wonderful mother, Desiree, I know they're proud of that boy. But it's just funny. DJ's like, what?
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, but yet it's
edge
still,
rusher, largely viewed as number one in that class.
But it's still early, man. It's still early. We got the number one quarterback in 2028 coming to Georgia. It's still early, man. It's still early.
They had the number one quarterback in 2026 coming, right? And now he's at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's still early, dude. But congratulations to the Jacobs family, man, because they're my people right
now. He should have put it on the line for the game.
Yeah. Put what on the line?
Winner Wednesday night gets – not only a chance to play in the semifinals, but they also get me.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Okay, so any team claiming Trayvon Diggs would be responsible for the remaining $472,000 guaranteed game check this season.
This season.
Yeah. So he doesn't have any more guaranteed money.
That's what I was wondering, is any of the playoff teams could place a claim, pay it out the rest of the year, right, and then probably part ways in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean.
If they feel
it's worth it. Is he healthy, though?
I don't know.
That's the thing about it. Is he healthy and ready to play?
So there you go. A couple other things here, and a lot has been made about Notre Dame and their setup with the college football playoff and where they need to be ranked to have automatic berths into the playoffs and not being part of a conference and creating their own schedule. They recently canceled a couple of different series. And one of the series that they canceled was with USC. This is a long-running rivalry that Notre Dame and USC have had. Maybe it'll start back up in the future. I would imagine so. But in the meantime, Lincoln Riley's kind of calling out Notre Dame and potentially head coach Marcus Freeman there. I almost said Marcus Smart for some reason. Marcus Freeman there. Because at one point they had said anybody, anytime, anywhere, and Lincoln Riley says if that were the case, we'd still be on the schedule.
Well, I mean, we talked about this, Abe, when you were out, and I was just basically saying this is the non-risk factor in everything. I know that Notre Dame is picking up BYU in place of it, and you know BYU is always going to be a formidable opponent. But for this and other rivalries that are going away and things like that, that's just where college football is. And, I mean – Lincoln's right about one thing, because they are not in a conference. They have the schedule flexibility to be able to add who they want. It's a shame that this game is no longer being played because, like you said, it's a long-standing rivalry when you look at the Trojans and the Irish playing every single year. The game doesn't have the same luster as it used to have, but yet I think they could – bring it back somehow, because I think Marcus Freeman is a hell of a coach. I think Lincoln Riley is a good football coach too. I really, really do. But
he obviously is not.
He's not
what they had hired him. Yeah. He's not putting them over the top, I don't believe that's there.
Yeah,
anymore.
I know they got the number one recruiting class and all those different things.
Okay,
you know, I mean, I'm not an LA guy, you know, but I mean, you put them down there where what's it called? LA Live, one of them nice condos and stuff. I might move to LA too. Put me in that and everything. Let me get me in the movie premieres and stuff like that. But no, I hate that game is gone away. But you know, more than anything, it's just the whole Notre Dame thing. Did Marcus Freeman make Notre Dame likable? Hell no. I like Marcus Freeman. I don't like Notre Dame, and I damn sure don't like him now that I know that they are a bunch of snake, soft little willy nally, killy killy.
Keep going. No, get there.
Lucky Charm mascot looking ass. Gonna whine and then gonna have it negotiated.
Like Lucky Charm tie-in.
Negotiated, and if we're the top 12, we automatically get in. What a bunch of trash.
Well, again, I think they're
what a bunch of trash.
I think their deal falls apart because I think they're gonna go to 16, not 14.
But that's the thing about it is
and they don't have a deal with 16.
Keep expanding for I understand why they're expanding. Money. If you're gonna expand, make sure that at least two rounds are on campus. At least two rounds are on campus. At least. These games this week should be on campus. They should be Georgia should be hosting Ole Miss again. And what about them? I like Trinidad Champ. I think he's an amazing player. But y'all shouldn't have won. No, you didn't give us the game. We took the damn game because we shut y'all ass down Don't do that. Don't do that, young fella. He's a hell of a player, and he's going to be a problem on Thursday night down in New Orleans. But to sit up there and come out and say that, you know, we thought we should have won that game. Y'all kind of gave it to Georgia. You didn't give a damn thing to Georgia. Go back, young fella, and rewind the tape of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't do nothing.
No.
Y'all didn't do nothing.
And we're going to break that game
do
down
nothing.
A lot more tomorrow.
Didn't do nothing. Nothing.
I find it real tough to make an argument.
Didn't.
That this game's even going to be as competitive.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. He's too good of a damn player. They're good. I'm not. Are we going to win? I mean, obviously we're going to win. But I think, is it going to be like it was last game? I don't think it is.
Well, we'd be mid-third quarter in doubt, I guess is my question. Well, yeah. I find it tough to get there. It can happen, right? Anything can happen.
But for that to come out your mouth, you're very, very bright young man. Yeah. Come on now.
Couple of offensive coordinator pieces of news, one incoming, one outgoing. Chip Kelly, hired by Northwestern.
Chip Kelly, in my...
He wants to not be a head coach.
He just wants to coach ball, man.
he wants to coach ball, but he doesn't want to do it as a head coach.
He just want to coach ball, man. He going to North Damn Western to be the offensive coordinator. He just want to he loves to coach ball. I mean, think about where he's just been. Just want to win a championship.
Then
he goes to be the highest paid offensive coordinator or coordinator in the NFL, not in college, in the NFL, gets fired, collects the $6 million, then gets to go to Northwestern.
And Northwestern's never going to – I mean, not never, but they're not going anywhere. The expectations are mid.
But,
there
anyway, that man likes to coach ball.
He's made it, in my opinion, very clear he doesn't care to ever head coach.
Nope, he likes to coach ball.
Shout out to one of my former hosts and longtime college football coach, Rick Neuheisel.
Yeah, man, I was listening.
Dallas Renegades, UFL.
I was listening to him and
Childers.
Yeah, I was listening. No, it was nothing doing it for Childers. But he was doing the Childers voice, and it was so fun. It was pretty damn funny. But, no, Coach made the announcement that he is going down to coach the Dallas Renegades.
Yeah.
And that was where Coach Stoops was at before him, and obviously he's taken over and everything. He did say that he was going to continue his gig at CBS and all those different things. But I like Neuheisel. It takes Andy to talk more about him because he knows more of him than I do. But I just think he's a ball coach. I remember earlier this offseason there's rumors about Washington State and all those different things, but he just wants to coach ball. And he saw that Ted Ginn is coaching the Columbus team in that league now. Ted Ginn Jr. is the head coach.
Oh, I think it was Jr.
I was like, really? Ted Ginn Jr. is the head coach up there? And then I know, obviously, my main man, Anthony Beck, was in St. Louis, is now Orlando. And then St. Louis just hired.
I haven't followed it that closely.
Oh, God. It just came out yesterday.
You got me, Randy. As much sports as I watch,
oh
I ain't follow the UFL.
I got Abe.
As I need to. The other bit of OC news outgoing is at Clemson. And this is where Garrett Riley has been ousted, along with safeties coach Mickey Kahn. Garrett Riley was brought in off of when he was at TCU and was kind of viewed as one of those.
Ricky Prohl to the singles. But no, I think you remember when they hired him because you remember. Shout out to Coach Elliott up there in Virginia. I mean, first time 11 wins in that school's history and everything like that. And that was the biggest thing that helped. Obviously, you had great players at Clemson and they could transfer, but you had those coordinators. You had Venables and you had Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, and then once they went on about their business, Dabo didn't replace him. And you thought you were replacing somebody to make things more modern and
all
that.
The guy they had
things.
With DJU Falter.
Yes. And so, Dabo's going to make a lot of changes.
This guy, though, Garrett Riley, was an up and
Garrett
comer.
Riley,
like headed towards head
he
coaching.
He was the TCU OC when
with
it went
Max
to the
Duggan Chim. And all that. Yeah. And it just kind of fell apart there. Trio of bowl games today, the Independence Bowl. The Music City Bowl and the Alamo Bowl. That's Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech. Tennessee versus Illinois there in Nashville. And the Alamo Bowl, USC against the aforementioned TCU. So a trio of games going on today. 2 o'clock, 5:30, and 9 o'clock all on ESPN. All right. It is time to wrap things up. The Midday AMA. Any question, any topics, including your thoughts on the Falcons' performance on Monday Night Football. Nothing is off topic in the Midday AMA, 404-726-0929 if you want to join. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, midday AMA. Any question, any topic, getting you what you need. Couple of quick pieces of news before we get to the callers here. Happy birthday to Tiger Woods, 50 years old.
Fitty.
And now can join the Champions Tour.
Fitty.
And LeBron James, 41.
Yeah, man. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Auburn losing another top player to the transfer portal. Five-star true freshman quarterback Deuce Knight.
Put him in that mix of.
Are they a pair?
Oh man, that's a good point.
Do they go? I mean, it always depends what the offers are and where Coleman decides, because they may have a quarterback. But you kind of wonder.
Yeah, but if I can get Cam on my team, man, got to get him.
Yeah,
too damn good. Too damn good.
I don't know what's going on with Alec Golish, the new head coach there, but his first job was to keep those two guys.
Yeah, but hey, whoops. Man. Money talks.
All right. Midday AMA, we got full phone lines. A couple have been hanging on for a little while, so let's grab them. Let's go to Leon in Dallas, Texas. What's up, Leon?
Yeah, guys. I watched the game last night, and I thought the Falcons did a great job. I don't think the rest of the country gives the Falcons enough credit. Because they jumped on the Rams. The Rams thought they were just going to come in there and put the Falcons protected their house. And I think Raheem Morris deserves his final year of his contract. Now, got to keep in mind that Raheem Morris is trying to revive the Atlanta Falcons. He's not working with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys, the New England Patriots, teams that have traditions of winning. He's working with the Atlanta Falcons. And the division that the Falcons is in, had they had, a field goal kicker made a couple of kicks earlier in the season, they would be in first place in this division. And I'm going to say this, and I don't care if it offends anybody. I don't like to see African-American coaches on short leashes. I like to see them get a full opportunity. Now, if he comes out next year and you see that the team hasn't really made any improvement, I say, okay, well, I can understand that. But considering he's coaching the Atlanta Falcons and considering that they're almost 500 after he took over 0-5 team a couple years ago and he won some games, and last year, he's still trying to build a culture, and I think he deserves his final year of his contract. What do you guys say?
All right, appreciate it. I don't believe in deserve nothing. I believe you produce and you go out there and you do your job. He has not done his job to the best of the ability of this team. Now, I'm with you on as far as, you know, he didn't come into a winning situation, all those different things. And Arthur Blank does give his coaches 3 years. I don't give a damn if you're black, white, green, or whatever. If you don't produce, you lose your damn job, period. I understand where you're coming from, just like a lot of other people who feel like you feel in Atlanta with the black head coach. I couldn't agree more with you on some of those things. But if you don't produce, you need to lose your job. And I'm not saying right now Raheem needs to. I've never said it, and I'm not going to say it now. I don't believe – I'm not going to go with Raheem needs to be fired. I'm not – I don't do all that kind of stuff like that. But if he is fired, it's because his job – he didn't do his job. It's because he didn't win those games when you're talking about the kicker or this or the special teams. Or you said this time we were going to kick it out of the end. We weren't going to kick it in the end zone. We were going to kick it to him this time when the original game plan was not to kick it to him. But yet I felt something, so I did that, and it came up and bit me in my ass. I mean, that's why I keep saying it ain't all on Raheem. It all stops with him because he's the head coach, because everybody had their finger in this crap. But the buck stops with him. Will I be surprised if Arthur Blank brings him back? No, I won't be surprised at all. Will I be surprised if he fired Raheem? Yes.
I don't think I'd be surprised either way.
I think I'd be surprised.
I think both are fair. I think you can make fair arguments to keep him if you want. I think you can make very fair arguments to make change if you want. And it's all based on whatever you thought this season should be. And Randy, I know you've thrown the win total out. Honestly, I don't care about Vegas' thoughts.
I don't care. I never cared about Vegas' thoughts. But
I have an expectation.
I know what the expectation is that I had coming into this season. And I didn't see what everybody saw in this team.
And that's fair, too.
Okay? I didn't see it.
What do I know? And that's fair. Everyone's going to have their own expectations, and I'm playing off of mine.
My expectations were right.
Yeah. And that's fine. This is a team that should be in the playoffs.
I never said they shouldn't be in the playoffs. No, I said they wouldn't be in the playoffs.
They should be. Even now.
Why should they be? Why should they be?
Because
why?
The Bucks and Panthers are bad. The Saints
are
bad.
What the hell are the Falcons? They're not good.
They're
not good. No. What are you talking about? The Falcons are not good.
Let's not say
period.
Not good. They're bad.
Okay, then. So what are you talking about? Should. No, they should be 8, you know, the possibility of 8-9 if you look at what this team is.
I don't
coming into the season. Young rookie quarterback. Lost your starting offensive tackle. Didn't really improve the interior of the defensive line. All these things result in wins and losses. What are you talking about? The Saints are bad. The whole damn division is ass trash.
So win it. And you didn't. And if that costs you your job, I'm okay with that. That's all.
Don't. I hate that. They should've. Whatever. Well, no, they didn't.
No, they definitely didn't.
Bad football team.
Yes.
They're a bad football team. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're bad. Okay. A lot of bad teams.
Okay.
And look, everyone's going to – you have to, in my opinion, base it off your own expectation. Preston is in Jackson. What's going on, Preston?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Been kind of sitting here for a minute, so I don't really have to ask me anything. But, man, Gonzalez, what a dog. I got a fun one for you guys. When was the last – you guys might have talked about this earlier already. When was the last time a Falcons kicker even hit a 50-plus yarder?
I'm sure Younghoe Koo hit one.
Yeah. Younghoe Koo. Remember he hit the one to beat the Saints
Younghoe
a year ago.
Hit one in week 4. And we don't have that many attempts with it still, though. But still,
remember, they weren't
going to
trot Riley
Patterson
out there. They come up short.
And then also, so are the Falcons going to go back-to-back, possibly, well, Rams were the Super Bowl favorite a week ago or so, I looked. Are we going to beat the Super Bowl-winning team back-to-back years on primetime?
Oh, that's right. That's right. They did beat the Eagles.
I just saw this morning there's a new favorite for the
Seattle?
Super Bowl. Yeah, it is. It is.
Ah.
And we did not beat them.
No, they beat the hell out of
them. Yes, they
went
did.
On, they won on a damn 37 to nothing run.
Yeah.
Like, or something like that.
Yeah, not great. Coleman is in Winder. What's up, Coleman?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Howdy.
I just, I had a question. I had two questions. My first question was, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, or who's going to go and win? And then my second question is, if you were to join a military branch service, what would it be and why? I was in the Marine Corps, so I just wanted to see if y'all, what you would join and why.
Appreciate it.
I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, man. Who do I don't really care who wins the Super Bowl. It's a different brand of, it's crazy because you're so used to seeing the same people over and over. I like the fact that there's some young blood, some new different teams in this thing, and not necessarily the Chiefs and all those things. I think the Buffalo Bills need to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. I think the Buffalo Bills need to win it. I know they got to go on the road, but they have him. And, you know, he's banged up with that foot. I'd be an Army because my whole family's Army.
I hadn't really thought about it in depth. I'd probably be in the Air Force.
Okay.
Just flying planes or something.
Or something.
Drone. I play video games. I can do that.
There you go.
So there you go. James is in Gainesville. What's going on, James?
Hey, y'all. Hope you're doing good. I have two quick things. First off, with the Hawks, do you think they need to get rid of Trae Young, or do you think they could build around him? And the second thing I just wanted to mention about the Falcons, you know, with Raheem Morris, I think he needs to go because his coaching decisions with the clock management and stuff like that and, like, the kicker situation have cost us games. And I think, like, with Kyle Pitts, he had that one good game, but he had a bad time in Atlanta, and he's held us out of the playoffs by not playing up to his potential. And, you know, I don't understand why we're playing good now when they didn't play good all season. I think he's held the team back from their potential, possibly, you know. So I was wondering what your thoughts were, you know.
I appreciate the call, James. Look, I don't even want to get into the Trae Young. If they want to move on from him, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I think you can win with him, especially if Jalen Johnson is healthy and doing what he can do. But, you know, if that's in the future. And then, yeah, I think you can look at Raheem and say he's cost you a couple of games here and there.
Damn,
I think
sure
you
has.
Can look at Terry.
Damn sure has.
And say that the GM has cost you a couple of games. And I think you can look at the players.
Everybody has a hand in this. This. Nobody, in my opinion, is exonerated from this. All right, nobody.
No.
Hell, you can put some on Bijan. Bijan, you might have an opportunity to cut into a lead, and he fumbles a damn ball in. So, I mean, everybody's had a freaking hand in this crap of a season that was kind of expected by certain people.
There is no, like, clean way to just, like, wipe your hands and that's who – there is no one individual aspect or person to blame here. And that's what makes the decision, I think, about Raheem, about Terry and everything so difficult is that – there's always, they did this, but this
did
that,
took
and that
turns.
Did that.
Everybody took turns.
Yeah, I think it's all over the place.
Everybody took turns.
That's why it's tough to fix sometimes. Ken is in Evans. What's up, Ken?
Hey, so this is a two-part question, mostly for Randy. So, Randy, you saying that coming into the year, you didn't see a great team or a really good team. So, on paper, based upon all the draft picks and everything that we have and listening to the national media last night almost weep talking about how much talent we have, you're saying that with better talent, with better coaching, we wouldn't have been able to pull out better results. That's the first part of the question. The second part of the question, as good as you were, how much – you just had God-given ability, but how much being at Georgia and get developed, did that help you? You going into a locker room with, I mean, you've been around some of the great ones, Schottenheimer and Saban. So coaching brings out the best in talent, I think. So I really think that coaching is setting us back.
You don't have an argument with me on that, but do I'm talking about, and the one thing I don't do, I don't, and this is just my thought process. I don't let national pundits' opinions view what I think. I never have. That's why I don't really care what they say. But I know this. The ultimate thing for the Falcons coming to the season, I knew they had talent in certain places, but I kept saying the same thing, and Andy was with me. They have a young quarterback. You have a young quarterback with a young with the young OC, man. And I never had the confidence that but I do believe coaching brings, yes, good coaching helps. I would be a bald-faced lie if I said that. But I did say this team specifically. I don't know what would happen if they had another team, another coach or whatever. But I said the most important thing in football is having a good quarterback. And we kept saying that, yeah, they got talent and everything like that around them. But I said it's all about the development of Michael. I kept saying it, and it just didn't happen. Not saying it won't happen, but these are the things that happen when you have a young quarterback essentially starting the season. And it got to a point in the past few years that C.J. Stroud and then my man up in Washington, Jalen, they messed it up for all rookie quarterbacks because that's your expectations now. It's less of those, and it's more Michael Penix's. But the thing with Michael is Michael's not healthy right now. And as far as my development, I mean, I owe everything to my coaches and my development. My thing was I grew my development. It was a process of me, you know, getting bigger, stronger, faster, all those different things. But I was patient with that process. People want to rush that process nowadays. I didn't rush it. I took my time and everything came. And eventually I was rewarded for my patience. But, yeah, coaching freaking matters. Don't get me wrong at all. But saying it, I'm talking about this team specific. We kept saying that, yeah, they should – yeah. But it was always on hindrance on the quarterback. Everything was. Everything was hindering on the quarterback.
It was also on the roster construction. They were tested multiple times and failed all those tests.
Yeah.
You didn't have the depth at receiver when Drake went down.
Yep.
You had whatever went down with Ray McCloud. Mooney was injured and not really going. You had no one to answer the bell there.
No.
You didn't have depth along the offensive line. As soon as McGarry went down,
because you got,
it's
you
not
got,
that it was a total
you got,
disaster.
You got everything you could out of Elijah.
Yeah.
You got
it wasn't a total disaster. Yeah.
He should not be. He should never have been a 17-game starter at right tackle, but you had nothing.
And then you're 0-5 with Devon Diablo, no one behind him.
There
so,
we go.
So the depth is a problem. The development of the quarterback is a problem. It's so many different things, and that's why it's so
but
difficult.
But my biggest frustration part, obviously the quarterback, is the fact that we've been begging for this team to be able to rush the passer for years.
They could set the franchise
they
record
set the franchise
on
franchise freaking record for sacks.
And they were eliminated in week, 13?
Yes.
Whatever it was?
So, yes, I understand the frustration of every Falcon fan that's listening to us today and calling in because I'm with you on the frustration part of it because of the fact is that they have an opportunity to have the same record as everybody in the freaking division and they didn't win it, which
– Are you – the Bucs and the Panthers play on Saturday.
Right.
Are you rooting
– I don't root for other teams.
I mean,
I don't root for nobody.
Because if the Panthers win, it's over.
I
kind of want the Bucs to win so the Falcons hold the division in their hands.
Well, I mean, whatever you need to make yourself happy, Abe.
I just think it'd be enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to takeaways.
My takeaway of the day is that Abe's a hater on his sister, and you know that when they were in the womb. And misjudged that he was kicking her in the legs.
Damn, probably even wrapping his umbilical cord around her.
What a hater.
Yeah, so Ryan Neusel was hanging on to his life last night while getting ramrodded.
And this conversation happened a little bit off air, but you can certainly go Google it. But Jackson Dart's father is the NFL version of LeVar Ball.
Yes, no doubt.
All right, that's going to do it.
Grow up.
Yeah, yikes. That's going to do it today on the Midday Show. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. One more day with me, and then Bunk will return on Friday. But big day tomorrow. A lot of guests and a lot of college football playoff discussion as well. He is Randy McMichael. I am Abe Gordon. Stick around. Dukes and Bell up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.